From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Your home for news, information, and today, Christmas tree investigation?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's December 24th, 2007. We do have a great Christmas tree investigation. Trust me on this one.
I believe you. This is my first Christmas away from home ever in my life. Slightly embarrassing to be a grown-up and to say that. And over the weekend, I was feeling kind of sorry for myself because I'm away from my family. And on Saturday night, I hung out with a colleague, NPR's Adam Davidson, who has spent a lot of time in Iraq. And he brought together a lot of his friends who happened to be people he worked with in Iraq as fixers, as translators, who are now living in the United States. They've immigrated here as refugees. And there's nothing like feeling really bad for yourself about being separated from your family and then striking up a conversation with a refugee whose family is scattered all over the world. They have no idea when they're going to see them again.
Yes. It does give you perspective. But I think if you feel sad about not being with your family, that's all right.
It's
I don't think you should have to qualify it against the scale of world ills.
It's too
much. You miss your family.
Too much. I will lose
and
every,
it's okay.
I will lose every time if I do that, basically.
Yeah. It's okay that you miss your family. And it's okay that you have... Now you have empathy with people.
And I can always pick up the phone and call them.
There you go. Coming up on today's show, NPR's Tom Bowman joins us to talk about the new Pentagon report. Unfortunately, it shows increased suicide and divorce rates among Army personnel.
And are you ready for some football? I always am. Well, ready or not, our Monday morning quarterback, Bill Wolf, is here to talk sports.
And a secret Santa with a security detail. We'll tell you why he has security. Because Santa's carrying some cash. Let's just put it that way. We'll also go to Laura Conaway for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. Mitt Romney got served just 15 days before the New Hampshire primary. A newspaper there has issued a scathing anti-endorsement of the Republican presidential hopeful, saying he, quote, surely must be stopped, end quote. Ouch.
That's right. In a rare move, the Concord Monitor used its editorial page yesterday to argue against a candidate instead of for one. The paper spent 12 paragraphs detailing what it describes as shifts in Romney's positions since the time he was governor right in their own backyard in neighboring Massachusetts. The editorial focused primarily on Romney's position on abortion, stem cell research, gay rights, and tax cuts.
The paper says New Hampshire prides itself on its ability to judge candidates up close. It concludes, quote, if a candidate is a phony, we assure ourselves the red and the rest of the world will know it. Mitt Romney is such a candidate. New Hampshire Republicans and independents must vote no.
Romney's campaign was quick to respond. Spokesman Kevin Madden said, quote, the Monitor's editorial board is regarded as a liberal one on many issues, so it's not surprising they would criticize Governor Romney for his conservative views and platform. Madden also argued that the Monitor holds little sway among conservatives.
A post on the Monitor's blog makes a point of saying the paper has yet to endorse a candidate in either party, suggesting that a Republican primary endorsement may still be forthcoming. New Hampshire's Manchester Union Leader newspaper, which is considered more conservative, endorsed John McCain back on December 2nd.
But that roll call of endorsements is not all smackdowns for Romney. Over the weekend, Iowa's Sioux City Journal endorsed him. The Iowa caucus is January 3rd.
And the New Hampshire primary is January 8th. That's the BPP big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news. Not Rachel Martin. You're Rachel Martin.
I know.
Laura Conaway.